It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time right now to catch up with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
I'm not too bad this morning, mate. Not too bad at all. Now, today, speaking review of the family trust deeds.
Yes. Now, this is a very important matter, particularly for farming clients. In the time that we've been dealing with and acting for rural clients over many years, we've come across a situation which is pretty standard, and that is succession planning within the rural community. Now, your listeners, or a lot of your listeners, would be operating rural businesses, and a lot of your listeners would also be operating a farming rural business. And in that regard, we're now getting to a point where, I'm certainly aware of, a lot of discussion about succession planning. It's been ongoing for years, but it's something that's been in my mind for probably a decade plus. And with respect to farming business succession, you are dealing with primarily a large amount of land. And a large amount of land means a large amount of value, generally. And when you're going through a succession planning exercise, what your listeners will be doing is being considering, how do we transfer from one generation to another within a farming context the land? The land has substantial value. The Duties Act of Western Australia says, look, any dutiable transaction is the subject of duty, which is works out to about $48,000 to $50,000 per $1 million of value. That's a lot of money. So we have a situation where you start from the premise that if you want to transfer land, you have to have a duty assessed, and the transferee, the buyer or the transferee, has to pay duty. This presents an enormous burden to the farming business community. So the government, in their wisdom years ago, said, look, we'll provide you with what we call a farm exemption privilege or a farm exemption right, provided you meet certain very strict criteria. Now, those criteria are very well tuned. They've been assessed and modified over the years to make sure that what is the intent of the exemption is achieved. Anyway, we also know that over the many, many rural clients that we've acted for, they are running their business, or the majority of them are running their businesses, rightly so, through a discretionary or family trust. Now, in that circumstance, if you are looking to undertake a succession plan that involves a farming business, which involves a family trust, there are certain criteria that must be met before you'll get the farm exemption from the duties from the Office of State Revenue for transfer duty. Now, the majority, if not all, of the discretionary or family trusts, commonly known as family trust deeds, that we have seen and reviewed do not meet the criteria. So I thought this morning that rather than wait for every client to come in and tell them, oh, well, hang on, you've got a problem here because we've got to do this, this would be an excellent avenue through you and your radio station to tell your listeners and the community, the rural community, please have your trust deeds, your family trust deeds, reviewed sooner rather than later and before you even start the succession planning process.
Okay.
I won't go into the details of that is, but do it beforehand. Get your lawyer to have a look at the document and explain to you whether or not there needs to be amendments to the document to enable you to meet the criteria set by the Office of State Revenue so that the family can achieve and receive the farm exemption benefit from the state government when they go to transfer land. And I thought this is something that should be out in the community. They should know about it and then take steps in due course, not tomorrow, but in due course, take steps sooner rather than later to get it fixed up before you start the process, If anyone wants to ring me about it, my mobile, as you well know, Troy, is 0411-889-049. And as far as the website is concerned, it's valentialawyers.com.au.
Now, I know also last week, mate, you got a few phone calls about the pro rata, people ringing in due to the fires and all that. Are you still taking calls on that?
Yes. Yep. In terms of those victims of the fires down Quereting, Shackleton Way, Corrigan, I repeat the offer that if there's any preliminary legal questions that arise from that fire and the damage that has been suffered by the families, they're more than welcome to contact me to just receive some pro bono direction, advice, help as to how they may sort out a particular problem they may have. I mean, it's hard enough to bear and put up with what's happened with respect to those fires some 3 or 4 weeks ago. But if we can help a little bit, that's the way we want to do it.
All right. So if you want to know more on that, if you're a farmer out of those areas, of course, give Kim a call. Also, too, if you want to speak to Kim more about the review of the family trust deeds, give Kim a buzz today. 0411 889 049. Anything else from you this morning, sir?
Not at all, Troy. Thank you very much for listening and all to your listeners.
Have a great day, mate. We'll chat to you in a couple of weeks.
We will. Take care.